Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high-quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and to my left we've got Stiffy. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm back. Yes.
You are back.
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, lifestyle, adventures, and daily stories. I'm back, man. North Queensland visit. Obviously, you know where I've been.
You've been to Big Bad Bowen, the been, Don yeah, River Bash.
Definitely.
We're going to get this whole episode will be just about this.
I think so, because it's been an adventure, and that's what LAD stands for, you know. That's the A in adventure. So, you know, let's just dedicate this to
And to we're going to get fucking nitty and gritty, but the first thing we're going to do, what do we do?
Well, of course.
I'm fucking thirsty. Are you thirsty?
Oh, dude, we need to crack a tin for sure. I'm thirsty, man. So I've done some serious work over the last few days. I've actually just driven back today. So, you know, driving all that way is pretty thirsty work. So, but anyway, what's in the fridge, mate?
Mate, we've got a Mornington Peninsula Pale Ale.
Yeah, 4.7%.
4.7.
It's a nice looking tin.
You're going to have to do a bit of a spin on that,
mate,
because, yeah, I can't.
Morningside Pale showcases premium hops to deliver distinct passion fruit aromas and bold citrus flavors. Pouring light golden, this ale is balanced with a crisp bitterness, making it delicious, refreshing, and easygoing.
Well, let's fucking get straight into it. Crack her open.
Yeah, fucking oath, mate. I'll crack, eh? Oh, yeah. That. What do you rate?
Mate, I'm going to give you an 8.9. Oh,
fuck. Well, that's 0.9 better than I thought, because I thought I'd get about an 8, so I'm happy with that.
Fucking 8.9.
Righto. Get into it, bruz. Fuck, that's a solid 9. There was a good crack at the start.
Solid 9.
There was a middle crack. And right at the end, I even heard this last little third crack. There was 3 cracks in that.
3 crack.
Yeah, that's a 9er.
3 crack.
Yep. That was a better crack than my crack. You run a really good crack.
It smells good. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, there's a good flavor there. Smells good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. That's got a lot of flavor.
I'm going again. Mm. Jeez, Bunny. I don't think we'll get much talking done this episode when this beer tastes this good. Wow.
It's cold too.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it cranked up.
It's
or cranked
fucking,
down.
I love cold beer.
Wow, that's a really good beer.
Right out. I'm gonna sit there down for a little bit, mate.
Yeah, mate.
You just got back, so you literally got back. So it's is
afternoon.
Now currently 5:45 on a Monday night, which is a school.
Yeah, it is.
For me.
But I got back about 3 hours ago. Yep.
So let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, so I guess the beginning is the Don River Dash, right? We go up as a team. There's normally seven or eight of us racing in this race. This year there was only four of us competing as a team. Well, not as a team, as individuals, but as our own team, as in our own little network.
Yep.
So logistically, we all just travel up, as well as Justin with the buggy as well. So we've got the buggy going as well. But mate, getting up there, we actually travelled up on Wednesday.
So what time are we leaving? Let's go right back. Let's fucking
Wednesday morning.
So Wednesday morning.
Left,
what time?
Yeah, Kai and I left at 3 o'clock. We left Jimboomba at 3 o'clock.
So everyone's leaving at the same time.
No, Todd actually got up there the day before from the Sunny Coast. He got up there a day earlier to do a bit more pre-running. Kai and I and Justin, Levi and Mikey. So we just convoyed together on the Wednesday. And we pretty much just went straight to Bowen. I think we rocked into Bowen about five o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, let's rewind a little bit there. So you travel on the highway. It's obviously, where was your first stop?
First stop, geez, that was Childers.
Childers?
First stop was Childers. Yeah, we went from Jimboomba right through to Childers.
Yeah.
So it was a three hour. That was 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock, so you have brekkie there.
Yeah, we grabbed something on the servo. Actually, hot box. I smashed the box. So, controversial.
Review it.
Yeah.
Give me a review.
Well,
on the
mate,
box.
There was two potato scallops looking at me, but they weren't called potato scallops. So it's all fucking potato cakes. Yeah.
Fuck, we're off them already.
Yeah, and they were not a normal one. They were like a palmy cake. They were they had cheese and bacon on them. I've never seen them before. So I went, fuck yeah, I'm gonna smash the potato scallops with cheese and bacon. Fuck me, dude. The bacon was, I think they were fucking in there for the last maybe
give
3 days.
Give us a rating. So
fucking 0.1 out of 10.
Fucking negatives.
0.1. Like just above negative. It was fucked. Wow. The whole thing, like when you take a bite of a potato scallop, it's normally wet. It's normally like juicy, not juicy, but just nice, right?
A bit of that grease running
down.
Makes the paper bag turn white.
Not this fucking tater scallop. This thing was like eating a fucking brick.
So you could have used it as a frisbee.
You know when you know when you eat like a nice pie that's got the pastry that's flaking off the top?
Yep.
Well, imagine that pastry concrete and then it just fucking, oh, it was terrible. So my son was looking at me eat it and he's like, you're right. And I'm like, nah, this ain't good.
It's not good.
So I took a crunch of it and he heard me bite. And anyway, I just threw it on the ground.
Yep.
A truck ran over it and didn't even fucking bother it.
Probably broke the truck.
It nearly fucking flat wheeled the truck. Yeah. Like that's how hard it was. It was fucked.
Fucked.
So I'm off yours. It was the Ampole. I'm going to call you as fuck. I'm going to call him out.
Childers.
It was the Ampole on top of the fucking hill. As you're coming into Childers, on the left, fucking stay out of the fucking tater cakes.
Ampole, Childers, fuck off.
They're not tater cakes, they're fucking potato scallops,
yep.
But they were called tater cakes. Anyway, so that's where we got fuel. It was a first fuel splash, fill up, and we went then right through to Rocky. Oh, dude. Yeah, I'm glad we're starting with this because
I'm going to step you all the way through. So we've obviously been messaging backwards and forwards. So Rocky KFC, was it?
Yeah, Rockhampton KFC. So I drove my Ranger and this year, instead of just taking a standard trailer, I took the horse float.
Yep.
The reason I took the horse float was it's in cage, like it's covered. Like you just put the bikes in, throw your shit in there. You don't need to tie nothing down. Yep. Just tie the bikes down. Just throw everything else, put the back door up, you're good to go. Right? So I just dragged the horse float up. You got horsepower, you got the ponies, fucking throw them in the horse float. So anyway, got to Rockhampton and thought, oh, fuck yeah, could do a bit of Dirty Bird, you know, like for lunch.
As you do.
Fucking love smashing Dirty Bird. And I was like, and Rockhampton's a big town, like, you know, shout out to Brizey. Rockhampton's a big town. And if you haven't listened to Dead Ass Podcast, Go listen to Dead Ass Podcast. I love them. Anyway, shout out to Brozzy. But Rockhampton's a big town. It's like, it's the beef capital of Australia.
Yep.
Is it? It's a beef capital.
It is, yeah. So it's
Queensland.
Got the bull as you go through with
so
people
these,
still their nuts.
Their drive-thrus are bigger than the ones I'm used to here in Bo Desert and Brisbane, right? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to swing the Ranger and the horse float through the drive-thru. It was big enough, wide enough.
Yep.
Fucking looked good. And I looked at the bar, you know, the clearance bar that every fucking drive-thru has, you know, 2.7 metres. And I'm looking at it going, yeah, horse float's 2.6. I measured it. Too easy. fucking start driving under. And I just happened to just look back in the mirror as I drove under. Or drove under. Same drived. Fucking thing. Drived. My English is so good. And the fucking bar was, you know, moved. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've tapped out on the bar, the clearance bar. The horse weight's hit it. I better not keep going. Even though it's just like, you know, there's probably another 200, 300 to the roof. Yeah. I'm just like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, I'm in the horse float. If I do fuck up something, I'll back out. But anyway, I took a little, and it wasn't the horse float that hit it. It was. You know, the two little whirly birds that they put up on top of horse floats? Yeah, the fucking whirly bird hit it. So I could have kept going. But anyway, the horse float didn't want to go through the drive-through.
Right, yeah. So that's one of the things that you've sort of sent me and
just
sitting there going. So let's go.
Still at Rocky?
Was still at Rocky. So
still at Rocky.
Did you forget anything?
I did. So the first thing I forgot was, and I didn't forget it, I overruled it. So for the listeners out there that don't know, I own a motorbike repair shop. So, you know, I fix motorbikes, I sell stuff, rah, rah. So my son Kai, he rode a YZ125 and it's a two-stroke. So I took up a full bottle of oil and what he had in the shed, and it equaled to about, I'm sure, about 2.5 litres of oil, right? So when you start doing the ratios in my head, I'm like, okay, we're going to do this many pre-running, and each lap's 50 kilometres, and each lap he does is 8 litres, and probably about 9 litres of fuel. So in my calculations of driving up to Rocky, I'm like, okay, if we're going to do Thursday all day, and then we've got a lap on Friday, and then you've got three laps Saturday, I'm working all this out. I'm like, fuck, you're going to go through a lot of fuel. How much oil? And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I probably should just buy another bottle of oil. So I had to call into a motorbike shop and buy another bottle of oil.
That's because you had so much time to think.
Yeah, and I'm like, I fucking could have just taken one off my shelf. But anyway, so that was my other one in Rockhampton. So yep. I've nearly fucking broke down KFC drive-through, and I forgot a crucial thing for a two-stroke is a bottle of oil, where I had enough, but just not enough.
Yeah. Anyway. So nothing else forgotten?
Yeah, okay.
So did we forget anything else?
The next thing, I was halfway between Rockhampton and Mackay.
Yep.
Just driving along. It was a bit before Barra Crab. That's right out on the out in the Bruce Highway, where it comes closest to the Pacific, you know, the ocean.
Claremont.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know what spurred this up, but I forgot to pack. And you know what? I didn't get a fucking photo. I should have done that. So our motorbike gear that you need to ride in, of course, you've got boots, you've got helmets, you've got body protection, you've got things, you know, goggles, right? They were all packed. I had them. But 2 days before, I washed our motorbike gear, which is our pants and our jerseys and our gloves, because they were dirty. Yeah, so this moment of realization that, oh my God, I forgot to put the washing in. And now we are... now 10 hours away from home, and I'm not turning around.
No.
So anyway, crisis diverted, because we had people leaving Bow Desert the next morning, and they were coming up the next day. So, but what the problem was...
You need to pre-ride.
Correct, yeah. So fortunately, I had my spare gear that was already clean, I already threw in. But Kai, my son, no gear. So we called into Mackay AMX, which is Australian Motorcycle Accessories store, big superstore. And same thing. So I'm calling into a second bike shop in a way, really.
Yep.
You know, anyway, so bought him a new set of gear and we powered on.
You did have a lot going on though.
So that's the thing. There's a bit going on. So even before we got there, I forgot a couple of things and we're breaking KFC. And so it's all about the adventure.
It is, mate. You know? It's content and it's stories. So if you've got any fucking stories like this where you fucked up and you've ran into a KFC and you forgot your clothes, you forgot the oil, fucking ring in and let us know.
Definitely. Ring in what you've forgotten. Yeah. Send it to the Lads podcast. Yeah. The Lads
poddy at fucking gmail.com.
You smashed it. The lads poddy at gmail.com.
So we're at Rocky. We're fucking got to Mackay. Through. So you got the fucking you got to Mackay now.
Yep.
So
yep. Everything else was good. Got up then we refueled again at Mackay, and pretty much 2 hours up to Bowen. Go through Proserpine, get up to Bowen.
Did you get any stickers out at Bowen at all?
I did, yeah. So where the big Bowen mango at the tourist information centre. There's a big ass mango on there, and there's a tiny little ant. I was going to go put a sticker on the mango, and I'm like,
"Oh, you can't do that."
No, that's kind of like graffiti. Yeah, anyway, so there's a light pole there, and I've taken a photo. I think I've already sent it to you. And there's and it's got stickers all over it. So I'm like, "Oh fuck yeah, I'll just add a sticker onto that." And I put it right beside another podcast that I listen to, which is the Dead Ass Podcast. Dead-ass. Put it right on top of them.
Yeah.
So Brizy, gotcha.
Fucking nailed it.
I might even put that on the socials or something. But yeah, put some stickers. So I think we did a sticker at another KFC somewhere. And anyway, so we're starting to sticker up. We're starting to sticker up Oz with the lads.
Yeah. So if you're listening from America, quite a lot of our listeners come from America.
Yep.
In Australia, it's a thing to have a big thing for your town. So it's like the big gumboot.
Yep.
The big merino.
The big banana.
So the big banana.
Big prawn.
So in Australia, they just make big things pineapple. That are fucking just big. So, yeah. So if you're listening and you're wondering, what the fuck is a big mango?
This thing's probably about...
It's a bit of a tourist attraction. So
it'd have to be about 5 metres high, that mango. It's pretty high.
It's a big mango.
It's a big fucking mango.
It's a big mango.
So, mate, the first day, that was it. We just, it was just a drive day.
Yep. So, no first night fever. So, you just get in there, you set up your fucking camp, you fucking obviously taking the bikes off and...
Yeah. We set up a quick camp and realistically just, catching up with the people, Toto and Zep that got there the day before. But realistically, mate, we got to bed. We were stuffed. We got to bed at
big drive.
9 o'clock that night.
So, how many hours?
That's a 15-hour drive.
15-hour drive.
Yeah, it's 14 hours, but with stops, it ends up being 15.
Yeah.
Especially if you forget two-stroke oil and motorbike gear. Makes it 15 hours. Hmm. So, that's the way. So, it was an early night because, we just wanted to start the Thursday with a fresh head.
So talk to me.
Yep.
Oh, talk to me about fresh heads on Thursday.
Thursday morning. So, we're like...
So, Thursday, you're getting up what time?
We pretty much got out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. When the sun come up and it's 6 o'clock, sort of the natural body clock wakes up and we were up and about. So, had some brekkie, normal stuff. And the plan was to get down into, get some motorbike gear on, get the bikes and start doing some pre-work. Because I had to test Kai's bike. We didn't know if he was going to be able to make around one lap with one fuel tank. So the plan was, and he hasn't done a lot or next to none sand riding. Mm. So the Thursday morning was, let's get down to the pits area. Let's gear up. Let's get on the bike and just start clicking off some kilometers and just let him feel the sand and go from there. So anyway, we geared up, all good. We jumped on the bike and... Mate, straight away, my gut feeling just was not right. I was riding beside him and the bike was screaming, his gear ratio was wrong. He was, at one stage, I actually thought he was just not clicking up gears, just holding third gear. He should be clicking fourth and going. But it wasn't. As soon as he clicked fourth, it would just die on the ass, lose power, lose torque. He'd have to go back to third. And now he's starting to really rev it and it's loading. And in that sand, it just loaded up the engine. And it was only 5 minutes and we blew it up. Blew the bike up.
Gone.
Yeah, just it stopped. Bang. When I say blow the bike up, it was just detonation from a few things. So technically, jetting was wrong for that climate and that condition. Jetting was perfect for a number of other environments that we race in, but not that environment. I think we got a bit of bad fuel because... detonation is from a low octane, a lower octane fuel, and we got 98 or old fuel. So I don't know. We stayed away from it. After we got that fuel, we sort of went, righto, I'm going to stay away from that servo. But I'm not blaming the servo or the fuel, but there's a bit going on. So anyway, so we only got 5 minutes. So I'm like, fuck. Now this is Thursday morning. Our race technically starts on Friday with the site lap. we need to fix this bike ASAP because we need to test if we're going to get the bike tuned right. So this is now 9 o'clock in the morning. I need to fix this bike, and we're in Bowen. There's no motorbike. Well, there is a motorbike shop there, but there's no, they don't do Yamaha parts or anything like that that I needed. So anyway, we got the bike back to the campsite. It's now probably 10:30 in the morning. I've stripped it down, the top end down. It's now 11 o'clock, and I'm like, right, I've got a shopping list. I'll duck into Bowen, into these bike shops to see if what they have, and they had nothing. But on the way to those bike shops, I'm already ringing Mackay to see what they have. And then also the plan was to ring Townsville to see which way I'm going. Am I going to go to Mackay to get...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Parts, or we're going to Townsville to get parts.
Yeah.
So anyway, rang Mackay. They had the bits and pieces. I'm like, fuck, right. So then it was just, right, we got to get to Mackay. That's so a two-hour trip.
That's a two-hour trip from Bowen.
So now this was, by the time we realised, it was now, I think it was 11 o'clock or 11:30, right? And my already now I'm planning, we need to be riding this bike before dark. As in, get the bike back together, jet it right, get back into the, get rid of all the fuel, make new fuel, get back into the river, and do some riding and do some spark plug checks. So I'm counting back, right, dark, sunset was about 6 o'clock. So we're now at 11 o'clock. We've got a two-hour drive there. We've got a two-hour drive back. There's 4 hours. We've got 2 hours spare, but you waste time in Mackay going in and out of the shops.
Yep.
So we actually blew an hour in Mackay. So we got down there, it was about 1 o'clock. We left Mackay, it was 2 o'clock. We got back at 4 o'clock. We fixed the bike. We jetted it. I had, realistically, shout out to Justin, shout out to Levi, shout out to Kai, shout out to Mikey, everyone, Toto. We all just got in and got like, you imagine five people working on bike, you get things done quicker.
It's a village.
Yeah, so we had to change the gear ratio. Yeah. We had to rejet the carby, and we had to do a top end rebuild because detonation, the bottom end was fine because it still had a lot of oil lubrication, but it was the combustion chamber that was the issue. So we melted the piston pretty quickly.
So it was just going a bit lean.
Yeah, correct. Yep. So new piston kit, a couple of new gaskets, throw it back together. Well, get it together as quick as we can to get back down, get some fuel, get back down the river. We drove out of the showgrounds. We got back into the showgrounds at 4:30. We drove out with a bike back in the trailer running at 5 o'clock, half an hour it took to do, like normally probably an hour and a half's worth of work because it was five people working on the bike, just got it done. Got fuel, got back down the river, filled it up, and it was now 5:30 and we had half hour to go clock some Ks off. So we got down the river and pretty much every 5 minutes we pulled over, checked the spark plug, which is kind of like giving it gives me an idea on how things are burning on the inside of an engine.
So
is
what
it rich?
You're looking at the spark plug, at the colour of it.
Yeah,
so
correct.
It's obviously grey, black.
Yeah. For a two-stroke, if it's white, it's way too lean. If it's black, it's way too rich. Yeah. And a nice shady brown, goldy colour is, you know, a pretty good looking.
Is where you want to be. So
our first plug check I did, it was white.
Yeah.
I'm like, and we only rode 5 minutes, not even. So I'm like, okay, we probably haven't done enough miles here. Don't be too, you know. But the best thing about it, it was white, but it wasn't detonating or it wasn't starting to eat itself apart because that looks differently when you start eating it apart. So anyway, I'm like, all right, let's do another 5 minutes. After 10 minutes, it started to get a bit of brownness about it. I'm like, okay, cool. So we did a bit more riding and a bit more checking and then we ended up 20 minutes up the river and it was getting dark then. And I think I played a bit of a head game with myself by doing so many spark plug checks. Then Kai started thinking there was something wrong with the bike, just the way I was asking questions.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's not ride it home. Let's ride it back out of this river, park up on the bank. I'll race back, get the car, and I'll come and get you in the car, you know? So the poor bugger, I put him up on the bank. He got chewed by mozzies. Because by the time I got back to the car, drove the car, got him, it was black.
Yep.
You know, so he was out in the mozzies for a half hour. But he was right.
Character building.
Yeah, correct. So then we took it back. I then pulled it down again because I wanted to, even though you can take the exhaust off and have a look up at the exhaust port, I wanted to actually look at the center of the piston perfectly. So, you know, fuel tank off.
You've got time. So you've got time. It's going to stop your head from overthinking.
Correct.
Shit,
I was in my head way too much. Yeah. And when it comes to, you know, driving all this way, putting everything effort into it, I wanted to make sure this bike.
And it's your son's first race.
Yeah, I did. You know, and I was convinced I was actually going to give him my bike, and I wasn't going to race.
Yeah,
you know, it was all about him. This weekend was all about Kai for me. And so we pulled it back down just to do some checks, and we pulled it down. Everything looked good. Everything was great. I was happy. Started to, you know, get out of my head then, which was great. Put it back together. So that was Friday night. That was Thursday night. Done, right?
Yeah, so Thursday night. So you, it's all back together. Your bike's going okay.
Yep.
Everything else is good. What do you do?
Yeah, so by then, Thursday night, I'm trying to think. Thursday night, that's when my other buddy, Jai, and his daughter got there. Who else rocked up? Robbo got there. He brought up all our motorbike gear that we needed as well.
Yep.
They all started rocking up. We got some... we had dinner, but again, it was an early night. Really didn't get into the piss hard. It was like we're here for a good time, but not a piss up at the same time. There was some first night fevers. The campsite next to us that were in the car category, they hit the piss hard.
Yeah,
big time. There were some parties there, yes, but when it comes to the bikes and the bike riding, when we go away, like when you and I go away, we have some beers.
Yeah,
we get on it a bit. But when you're riding the bike and you want to...
You want to be at your best.
You want to be at your best. Morning. You do. You don't want to be clouded headed. You're going out into that river. That river bites. And I'll tell you how hard it bites soon
and
when we get to
it. And it's 50 kilometres. So for the people that are not knowing, so it's 50 kilometre around...
Yeah, one lap, 50k.
And it's three of...
Yes. So you're doing 150 kilometres of brutal sand work.
And talk us through your training for this.
Okay. Early on the year, I was doing a lot of gym, as you know.
Yep.
But anyone that's listened to this podcast knows that I didn't do much.
How many times have you been on that bike in the last 6 months?
How about we say how about we raise
we'll go
that
back
bar?
From 6 months? So, how many times in the last 6 months?
Zero.
12 months?
Zero.
18 months?
Zero.
2 years?
Once.
So, you've jumped on this thing, so fucking...
So the last time I rode this bike was in this exact same race in 2022. Yep. It's now 2024.
Yep.
Last year I raced it, but was with Justin in the buggy.
Yep.
I got off the bike. I didn't... Yeah, anyway.
Yep.
So...
I didn't go, but I watched the whole thing on live stream, so I watched the whole... I shouldn't say wasted 2 days, but I sat there for 2 days watching it, and it is fucking grueling.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people. So there was a few ambos and
definitely. That, so on Friday was our site lap, our actual site lap where we – and that then was my test for Kai. Like, think about this for a second. Kai got 5 minutes of riding in the morning on Thursday and then 20 minutes in the afternoon, and it was interrupted by stopping and doing blood checks. So – you can pretty much write off. He got no practice on Thursday.
Yep. And he hasn't been actually training for it either.
No
he?
Training. No.
Nah. None.
I threw him in the deep end.
Yeah, big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
So he, on Friday is our site lap where all the buggies go out in the morning. They do their site lap. They plot their course. Even though they know their course, they do the site lap. It's just part of the formalities.
Yeah.
Us bike riders, we do the same thing. We jump on the bikes and we go down the river and we do a site lap, and it's treated as a site lap. They actually, this year, they might have had it last year, I can't remember, but they had a buggy go first at 60 kilometres an hour, and you weren't allowed to go, maybe 80k an hour. Yep. You weren't allowed to go faster than that. So there's been times before where people get down in that river and, go too quick on a site lap and end up not even making the race. So Kai's first... the whole thing about this site lap, now I didn't even do a site lap for me. I rode with Kai because we're still testing this bike.
Yep.
I wanted to ride beside him and listen to it on how that sounded with the revs and how he was feeling and, you know, what was going on. So anyway, we filled him right up the brim because I wanted to see how the fuel capability was. So anyway, we started off, we got going. He was riding good. Now I'm riding beside him. The other day it was screaming its tits off. Now it's not. The gear ratio is much better.
Yeah.
The fuel's better. He's better. It sounded good. And then my head started getting better and better as we got further around the first lap. You know, the first 5-10K, I'm listening at his bike and I'm giving him the thumbs up and he's going, yep, he's nodding his head, he's good. And I'm like, okay. So I'm starting to really calm down, you know, because it's all about him, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, we got around the first lap. He got all the way around, got back to the pits, did 50 kilometers. I'm like, wow, awesome. And we checked his fuel at the pits on the other side of the river. Dead empty.
Dead.
As in, when you shook the bike, you could just hear a puddle of fuel. And I'm like, righto, let's ride back and see if you can get all the way back to the showgrounds, which was just another 3 kilometres.
Yeah, because it's a, what do they call it?
Just a transportation.
Ceremonial bloody start. So they start at the showgrounds, ride along the Bitumen Road, and then drop into the river, and then the race starts.
Yeah, you go on.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
A timing loop, that's where it starts. Now, I wanted him to ride back to see if he can make it back to the showgrounds to just test that fuel quality a bit more. Yep. Or fuel duration.
Yep.
Anyway, he got out of the river, got up on the Bitumen Road, ran out of fuel. So I'm like, okay, this is not enough fuel for the race. He has to have more fuel. A fuel tank is only a size of the fuel tank. We had it full. So, he had to actually carry fuel on board to get around the lap, to make a lap. Because during the race, that sight lap was just a cruise. He wasn't up it. He wasn't giving it. I'm like, well, then he needs more fuel. So shout out to Gatorade and Powerade. Because those bottles, they hold fuel good. And they fit in your backpack perfectly.
Yep.
He's not the only... Now, I didn't want to do that because carrying fuel on you is something I didn't want to have to do. But, hey, there's nothing more you can do. There's nothing more we could have done. Unless we stash fuel out in the bush somewhere. And
hopefully you run out right where you stash it.
Yeah, correct. There's that problem as well. So, anyway, we did that and you got around. So, we had just extra 600 mils.
I'll tell you what. You know what else is empty?
Yeah, us.
I'm getting another one.
Let's get another beer. Right, that was a good piss spot.
It was.
Now let's get to that fridge, eh? Yeah, bloody oath. That's better. Yeah. Right, eh? A bit more mornings into us. That's good. Let's crack on.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Nice one. It's nice very one. Nice. So, this is my beer.
Back to Kai. Friday, sight lap. We had to get more fuel on. Done. So we'll move on from that chat topic. But we've just worked out, okay, he needs more fuel on board. The two-stroke is just chewing it.
Yeah.
So, and the reason why it's chewing it is because the main jet, we had to go from a size 410 up to a 440. And we had to raise the needle clip position from standard up to two more richer positions up to number 5. So it is drinking the fuel now.
Yeah.
All right. And that's how you stop it from detonating, as in more fuel so that it's not leaning out. Cool.
So that's Friday night. What's Friday night?
Bro? Friday night. That's
back
when
at the pits. What are you doing?
We have a big Friday night show and shine.
Yep.
Scrutineering slash. So all the cars, all the buggies get put together. And just the public can actually come in and have a look at all the bikes and all the buggies. There's food. I think there was some, not a live band, but there's some music playing. And it's just a bit of a nice evening for everyone to just chill down.
It looked like, so from my side of it, looked like a really good community sort of hub.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, so Bow and Rail sponsored it. There was a few others. They kept on saying Bow and Rail, which seemed to be doing a fucking great deal up in that area. So
100%.
Only a new company up there. So shout out to those guys.
Yep.
But yeah, it looked like a really good community event.
And it is, because it involves the community, because we're actually racing from the hub of, or inside the community, the Bowen Showgrounds. Anyone that doesn't know Bowen, the Bowen Showgrounds is in the middle of town.
Yep.
So, you know, back the McDonald's restaurant is only, you can see it from the rear pits, well, from the showgrounds. So you're in the middle of town, and that really got the community into coming out for the Friday night gathering. And then, you know, and also the Don River is in the middle of town as well. So you've got the racetrack that's now in the middle of town. People can pretty much park their car up on side of the riverbank, sit there all day and watch the cars go past, and then the afternoon the bikes go past. Yeah. So it's an amazing event from a natural resource or natural river system that's, you know, it doesn't run, there's no water in it for most of the year, except for the wet season. So
yep. So we're going through. So we've got the show and shine.
Yeah, on Friday night.
So, yep. So that, what time's that finish?
That
what
finished at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, it started around sort of four o'clock, and finished around eight. That's when we can start putting our bikes back over in our campsite, and then realistically, you know, go to bed in a way. Yeah, we had a few drinks. Actually, we didn't. I didn't. But certainly, you know, people can have a drink or two. But, yeah, called it quits, pretty much went to bed and got a really good sleep.
Yep, so Saturday morning. So, obviously, after all the stress and the fucking, the working out, I know the way your head works. So.
Correct. The way my head overthinks everything.
Everything. Except the time, for bringing the clothes and the oil. Yeah. And
by the time Friday night came around, Kai's bike was sorted, Kai was sorted. Yep. It was time to now go, right.
So, now you're relaxed.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. So, 2 days of really stressed out. You think everything's sorted, but it's not. Yeah. So 2 days of stress and then rolled into Saturday morning. So we don't do much. The bike riders, we don't do much Saturday morning because the buggies go first.
Yep.
They start warming their engines up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the pit. So when you're in your swag and you're getting up. Yeah, you're so and your body clock's waking you up anyway. So Justin and Levi raced the buggy Saturday morning and they were punishing it. They were, well, I shouldn't say the word punishing it. They were punishing the track because they were flying.
Yeah. So let's sort of just do a little bit on the buggy side of things. So Justin had the Elon Musk on the roof.
He did.
So he strapped Elon onto the roof and he's connected to the fucking satellites.
Yeah, YouTube actually, so we got the 50 the amount of subscribers and then we were waiting on YouTube to actually approve it, and that took a 24-hour process, and it actually drained out to be 36 hours. But anyway,
so we've done the old Facebook live stream. So, which is good for me because I'm sitting at home fucking watching and wanting to sort of see and that.
Yep.
So, Levi looked very relaxed. Mate, he's just sitting there. He's not holding on to anything.
Well, we actually this new car, there's nothing to hold on to. We took those handles away because in the old car,
he didn't look like he needed. You don't need to. Anything. So no. He's just sitting there. He's
yep.
Occasionally fucking, I don't know if he's waving to the queen or fucking, he or actually what did, hand signal
I did
was,
see him when he got down to the far end where you turn around, he did the old shaka bloody to the flaggies or something. So, but yeah, man, it's, the buggy's cool because you do, even though you're getting, you know, and you know, those GoPros, those new GoPros, they really take the vibrations and the way the cameras work. They make it
brilliant.
They make it look so smooth.
Yeah.
The track, it doesn't do it justice because the camera's that good that it just looks like, you know, they're getting jumped around a little bit, but it's actually a lot more than that.
I can't wait to see where actually Justin's actually on their feed. So hopefully they can tap into Justin's feed and actually show it up
on
the program feed. So I reckon that'll happen. So
yeah, definitely.
Eventually.
Definitely. So yeah, they went out and did two really hot laps. Like they were flying.
And done a belt.
Unfortunately, on the third lap, blew a belt.
Yeah.
And the belt got jammed in the primary clutch. So they had to actually start the car up and rev it a few times to get it out. So it took longer than what it should have. But it just, one of those things, when the belt blows, it can sometimes just go bang and pop. Other times it can just disintegrate and actually break the casings. This time it actually got jammed under the primary and a bit extra drama. So, he blew a belt, got out of the car, got back in the car, went again, and finished their race. But they finished in 10th position on day two.
Out of 26?
Out of nearly 30 cars. Yeah, 26 cars, or 28 cars. Yeah,
pretty good. So after blowing a belt.
After blowing a belt and having issues on the side of the track as well. Yeah, definitely. So there, that was their day done.
Yeah.
So for us then, we started our day after they finished. So once everyone came back to the showgrounds via the road, the transportation leg, it's then time to line the bikes up. So we didn't start our, officially we had our riders briefing at 11:15 in the morning.
Yep.
And then we started lining up on the Bitchin Road at 12 o'clock to be ushered out at 12:30 to drop down into the river. So, you know, buggies in the morning, bikes in the afternoon. So yeah, I started at the back of the pack because I'm in the old farts class. So on Saturday, you start as a category of your class. And that put that actually put Todd in his class out of us four that raced up front. Then Kai and Zeppi in the same, which I mean up front, I think it was row 7.
Yep.
And then Kai and Zeppi was row 10. And then
we're talking how many bikes?
200.
That's a lot of bikes.
Yeah, it's a lot of bikes. And then I was in row 12 because I was in the over 45 class. Yeah, which is at the back of the... They put us old fellas at the back.
Old farts.
Yeah, old farts class, which is good. And so we lined up. And as we're lining up, I start my bike up and... I rode it out to the Bitchin Road. And then I turned my bike off. And then as they started releasing row after row, they released about 4 rows. And then they wanted everyone to come up to, you know, push.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Up further.
Yep.
Started the bike up. Ride it up. I only rode it probably 20 meters. Turned the bike off. And then put my, you know, they started ticking bikes off one at a time. So they just release one every sort of 3 seconds in a way, just so you've got a nice gap between each bike. So when they get down to the river, you've got a gap. So, you know. So I turned my bike off. Then it was my time to go. Try to start the bike. Dead.
No.
Something went wrong. I don't know what it was. So anyway, it wouldn't start. It would turn on. I wouldn't get the neutral light. The fuel pump wouldn't work and it wouldn't electric start. So you think, okay, just kickstart it. But no fuel pump, no neutral light means ignition is off. So I've got no spark and I've got no fuel. It doesn't matter how many times you kick it, ain't going. So anyway, I pushed my bike to the side of the track. I'm now sitting on the side of the track at the start line. With a bike that won't go.
As the head noise.
Instantly, my head went, blew up.
Yeah.
I just went, when I say blew up, it was kind of like emptying a trash can. You just tip it out.
Yep.
Everything just went out.
And you're sorting it out.
No. My brain was just empty. I just went, why me? You know? Yep. Why
so
now?
It was like one of the blokes at work, actually, he's got a famous saying is, fuck my life.
FML.
Shout out to you, Chucky.
So I'm just like, wow. Anyway, so I just put my bike to the side and I'm just going through the procedures. Okay, turn it on. No start. Kill switch. On. Key. On. Doing the basics, right? then they just kept releasing bikes. So there was probably about 20 guys behind me and they all left. And I'm sitting there on the side of the road. The a marshal came up and he's like, what's the matter, mate? And I'm like... just won't start. And this has never happened to me on this bike before, right? So I'm looking at electrical cables and just wiggling things. I'm at a point now, I'm just like, I can't pull anything apart. I've got no tools. I don't even know where to start because it's never done this before. So anyway, I just started wiggling wires. That's all I could do. And kick it. And when I say kick it, just, you know, like just play with a few things. And old mate said, oh mate, we're gonna have to pull you. We got to open the road back up because the transportation leg is you ride down the road. Once everyone's gone, the police and the council reopen the road so that, you know, people can drive around. And he's like, we're going to have to call it, mate. And I just put my hands in the air and I just kept focusing on the bike.
Yep.
Well, something happened.
Divine intervention.
I heard the fuel pump kick back on. The neutral light was on. She started. So I don't know what it was.
You still don't know?
No, because I haven't even... I don't know.
So it didn't do it again?
No, it's never done it.
Fuck.
My son, Kai, said to me, he wrote it one day 6 months ago and said, yeah, it's done that before. And I went, oh, has it now?
But one of those problems, like trying to find a problem like where like, it does it occasionally.
But it's never happened. Anyway, so I just went, whatever. So anyway, the bike started. So I just got on my bike. I sort of looked over at the marshal. I you know, put the thumbs up and he's just going, yeah, go, fucking go.
Fucking
so I'm like, righto. And where I was next to the road trying to start my bike, I had the people inside the camp, like where we camp in the pits, all coming up saying, do you need tools? Do you want it? What do you want? Do you need this? What do you need? And I'm like, and anyway, so they were just, there was people running around getting tools, but I never used anything. But because I was there for definitely more than 5 minutes. It wasn't 10, but it was more than five.
Yep.
And so there was a crowd of people now looking at me trying to fix my bike. And I was that guy. You know when,
but people were, you know when something goes, though, how good?
Yeah,
that,
oh, 100%.
At one stage, I even
looked around, and there was a camera on me because obviously, you know, everything's live streamed YouTube.
Yep.
Now I don't know if they fed any of that to
I
the
didn't
live stream,
see it.
But
I
the camera was on me, and I'm just like, oh, dude, they've got the camera on me. I'm that guy at the start line. That's not going anywhere. And, of course, on the back of my jersey, I've got Stiffy on my jersey.
Yeah.
I've got the camel pack. It might be covering it. But anyway, I'm just thinking, now I'm on TV with fucking no bike going. Yeah. Great. Anyway.
And I own a motorbike repair shop.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just like, what happened?
Why me?
What mirror did I break? Or what happened this morning to piss someone off to make this happen? Anyway, the bike started. The crowd went off. They were just like, yeah! And I'm just like, yeah! So it was one of those moments where you're just like, I'm going. And I gave him the thumbs up. So I went down the Bitchin Road, got to where the timing loop is, and there was two ladies there. Sort of, they tick you off that you've gone into the river. And then when you finish the race, they tick you off that you're out of the river.
Yeah.
You know. So but also I got down there and I'm like, am I good to go? I gave them the thumbs up and they just sort of put their hands up there and go, where did you come from?
Who are you?
Like what? And I stopped, I turned around to go back to them. And they just gave me the big thumbs up. Obviously, their computer said, nah, you're good to go, you know? Yep. So I started my race. Now, I jumped down in the river. Everyone's gone.
There's, so you got a bit of clean air.
I had very clean air. No one in front of me.
Yeah.
So there's two things with that. No one in front of you means you can't see what's going on. No. You don't know what's going on. You don't know where anyone is.
Yep.
But you've got a clear track.
Yep.
Problem with a clear track is you don't have someone to race. When you got someone to race, you can pick pacing, you know, you pick your pace up a little bit. So I was a little bit worried about my pace. But at the same time, you've got clean air and you've got no traffic. So your pace naturally comes up as well.
Yeah.
So I just felt good. I got down in the river. I literally went to just past the Bruce Highway in kilometres, probably about 5 kilometres of that first 50K. The leader that had already done one lap passed me. And I only just got, that's how long it took me.
But there was also 200 bikes, so.
Yeah, yeah, so.
His releasing it, what sort his of
lap
time
frames? His lap time, I think was, I think he did a 23-minute or 25-minute lap time, something like that.
50K, so what was your lap time? Your fastest lap time was 35? 30,
I thought it was 38, might have been 35. Yeah. But my fastest was 38.
Yep.
And his fastest was like 20. I think it's 22 or 25. Like he's a lot faster. Yep. Anyway, like I'm no pro. But anyway, he came and I was like, holy fuck, I've just been lapped. I only just dropped in the river. That's how far back I am, right? But they were all good. Jumped
but
in.
Did that give you someone to chase then?
Hell no, because he was gone.
Yeah.
No. So that no, was you're not no chasing. Good for you. You're not. No. A person of my capabilities, you're not chasing that person.
Yeah.
Hell no. You want them to go away.
Yeah.
Like, see ya.
Bye. See ya, bye.
So, I dropped it, you know, the first lap and I just ticked off. I just ticked off kilometres and just pushed through it.
Yep.
And got to my first fuel stop and, you know, the crew that were there, shout out to Jai, shout out to Rob, shout out to Phil, shout out to, I can't remember who else was it, JB, our crew filling up our bikes. So I got there very late. So I think they were like, where the hell have you been? Because they didn't know, you know, like where the hell, because, you know, Todd's gone through. Kai and Zeppi have gone through. Now, everyone's gone through. And then I roll up like, you know, 10 minutes later.
Yo.
Just going. And they're like, what happened? I'm like, yeah.
You don't
start line. I said, start line issues. You don't want to know. I was that person.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't realize that. And they just thought, and I'm thinking maybe they thought that I was just slow that first lap. But I was actually quite fast. So, second lap, beautiful. Third lap, beautiful. just done three solid laps, and I actually passed Kai on my second lap, so I caught right up to him and passed him.
Did you chuck him out the shuckers?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I come past him and I looked at him and I just give him the nod, and he's like, hey, yeah, nodded at me, I'm like, yeah, cool. He's and then good. I just powered through. And then I passed Zeppy on the last lap coming back home as well. So finally caught back up to him. Yep. So I'm like, I'm pumped. So anyway, after that's all fit, and Todd was out front, he was gone, you know, he was gone. But he had a problem as well. His rear sprocket kind of blew up. But lucky enough, they...
You didn't show me that photo. You were going to send
me
the photo.
I didn't show it. So he was lucky enough. He got back to the pits for fuel. And while he was in the pits, so it didn't affect his race time on the first and second lap. But when they were filling him up, they looked down at the rear sprocket and going, dude, you ain't going nowhere. And the realization, you can see that someone was filming it, and you can see the realization of Todd's, like, you can't see his face, but you can see his body actions. And he kind of just sits on the ground, just goes, my day's done. It's all over. And then just, I'm going to say that man has been kissed on the dick, because with, and I think it was one of his nieces was there. No, it might have been his daughter, actually, Talua. She was recording it. And just within a minute, a bloke out of nowhere pulls the WR right beside his bike and says, here you go, use my wheel. So they went into action. They pulled Todd's wheel off. They pulled this other wheel off, this random bike.
Fucking how good through, is that?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Just, and then Todd just went, yeah, I'm back on.
Yep.
So he had, I think from memory, the video of him getting fuel and a tyre swap was about a 5 or 6 minute issue for him on that last lap. And I had clean laps, right? So at the end of day one, when they finalized all the times, I actually had a 10-minute lead on Todd. But 6 minutes of that was the wheel issue. So you can't, if you rule that out, I had a four-minute gap on him. Yep. But everyone has issues, right?
So Saturday.
Yep.
You've that was come Saturday. That's the end of Saturday. So you've actually, so I can see you looking at this going, there's one hand on the trophy.
One hand was on the trophy.
On that internal
Saturday
trophy.
Night, yeah.
You would actually have reached out to that and you're touching and going, I've got this.
Even though I had all those dramas at the start of the race,
it
wasn't on the timer.
Yeah.
Because the timer doesn't start till you get down to the river. So, I think realistically, having that problem on the start line, dropping into the river with clean air, my lap times show that I was a lot faster than Todd. It's not my riding ability, because we ride the same pace.
Yep.
It was simply he had traffic and I didn't.
Yep.
So, hey, kudos.
A win's a win.
So anyway, I had troubles before the race. He had troubles in the race. Unfortunately, what that meant is a 10-minute gap for Todd, behind my placing. Yep. Yep. So my headset's like, fuck, 10 minute. I got a 10-minute lead. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was only about 4 minute lead.
4 minute, yeah.
Because that's the reality of what it should have been. So anyway, I was like, pill. So my mindset going into day two was just ride three laps.
Yep.
I don't need to do anything special. So I did that. So Saturday night we had an early night again. Went to bed. Got up. Same deal. The trucks went first.
Yeah.
The buggies went first. Unfortunately, Justin had another belt issue, but it was on the second lap this time. And he was not pushing as hard as he was the day before. So it just shows how random these belt blows are. You can't control it. You think you
don't
might.
I don't know how he does it. Like, fucking, it's just.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
What do you do?
So the sand load is an issue in that.
All K&M's doing this, though? Like,
yeah. So everyone's blowing belts.
Everyone's blowing belts.
Yeah, definitely. Some people are having some better luck than others, but it is what it is.
Yep.
It wasn't a bad blow. It blew that Levi got out of the car, fixed it straight away, got back in the car, got going.
Yep.
No issues. Smashed it.
The feed turned off.
Yeah. So.
We're experimenting with everything. We're experimenting. Mm-hmm. He's experimenting with fucking Elon.
Yeah, definitely.
Strapped to his roof and shit. So it's,
feed's
it's
turning
better.
Feed's turning off because it's getting a power interruption with the voltage.
Yeah.
Justin's now figuring that out. Yeah, it's all good. But at least the live camera that he did and live streamed to his Facebook.
Brilliant. Man. And did you see the sticker?
Yeah, the lad sticker.
The sticker down the bottom, yeah. Mate.
And on day two, he put a. Did you see Lily?
I see.
Yeah. On the dash.
Yep.
Yep. So that was pretty cool. He put his daughter's name on there.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. So Buggy's went out. Justin. I'm not too sure how he finished. I haven't looked at his results yet. Yep. But overall, but he blew another belt, so I put him out of the podium.
Yep.
For that.
So Saturday night, so you're all back in there. Obviously, everyone's a bit tired. You got to fucking do maintenance and everything. So what are you doing on the bikes?
Definitely wash them. Yeah. Oil, as in gearbox, engine oil, filters, oil filter on my bike, air filter on my bike, air filter Kai's bike. Adjust and lube the drive chains. Then I found my problem.
Ah.
My rear sprocket blew up as well. Same thing, but mine was the start of the failure, where Toto's was the end of the failure. He was just lucky enough that he got back to the pits, because realistically he should not have.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is. I'll put it up on socials as well, I think. But anyway, I'll show you.
Yeah.
But yeah, on Saturday night I saw my broken sprocket. I'm like, wow, okay. So I got a new one. I borrowed one. And we fixed that. So, you know, that's racing. You gotta find those problems. But just really basic stuff, just the oils, the air filters, the oil filters. Kai got a new spark plug. We washed them, we cleaned them. We just did the basics.
Kai would have slept well that night, wouldn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And yourself.
Yeah,
And everyone else.
The body was sore already. I got peppered. I showed you that.
Oh, you did. So. Yeah. It looked like you had smallpox.
Yeah, so the sand, when the back tyre roosts up sand, if you cop that sand, it just sandblasts your chest. So we wear protective clothing, but it's not – I didn't wear a body armour.
Where was your body armour, Stiffy?
In my gear bag.
And where was your gear bag?
Back at the camp. It's my own fault.
Yeah.
But even if I wore the body armor, I still would have had.
I actually seen Toby Price's video. Was a year, 2 years before, and mate, it was one. He had no shirt on. I'm sitting there going, "What the fuck is all over him?"
Yeah.
He was smallpox.
Yeah. Up. It just, mate, it hits that sand hits you. It's like little rocks.
It's like sandblasting.
It is. Yeah. It just fucking welts you so. You can still see it a little bit. You can still see a little bit there.
You actually still have a little bit of fucking smallpox.
Yeah. Yep.
So, how good's this beer?
But, mate, so that hurt. It only hurt for about 5 seconds while you're riding. It hits you. Bang. I actually forgot about it. When I got back and I took my shirt off, Kai's like, what the hell was that? So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That happened.
Yeah.
So it didn't hurt. It looks worse than it actually is.
So, Sunday morning, so the bikes are all prepped, ready to go.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, obviously, the buggies are going out before you guys.
Yep.
Yep.
So, when we go out, we gear up, settle the nerves.
Yeah, they're helping the buggy boys.
Help them strap in. Mikey was there. He was all over it as well.
Yep.
But same deal. You strap them in and that's it. It's done. They just, as you know, they just go racing.
Yep.
But then, you know, by the time they get back, literally as they get back to the pits, we're in our riders briefing, then we've got to go gear up, we've got to start. So it's kind of like a quick high five to JR, quick little debrief, and I've got to get dressed and get mindset ready to go racing. And also help Kai out. We put some strapping on our hands to try and save blisters and whatnot. So do all that. And just talk through the race with him, settle his nerves and just make sure he's doing the right things. And, if he's getting, track position is really important, because the buggies go out there and smash the track apart. But if you sit out on the shoulders more, it's a bit more easier riding than those square edges that you cop from the cars. So talked about that a lot, and mate went out and so the first day is by category, but then the second day you start how you finish the first day on collected time. So now it's kind of reversed. I'm at the front in front of Todd, and then the boys are behind Todd, Zeppy and Kai. So it's actually, you leave on day two how you sort of finish day one by time.
Yep.
So now I'm at the front and I know I've got a 10-minute lead. But when we left to go through the timing loop, by the time I went through the timing loop, by the time Todd went through the timing loop, it was about, I think Todd told me he reckons it was about a 4 minute or 3 or 4 minute gap, something like that. So if he made that if he made up that 3 or 4 minutes, he still had to get 6 minutes ahead of me on the track to actually win the day. So for me, I just went into that day going, let's just get it home.
Yeah.
You pushed hard Saturday. Let's just go easy.
Were your
Sunday.
Lap times slower on
Oh, hell yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. You can see my lap times are slower. So I came around and fueled up the first lap. Yep, all good. The boys filled me up. I got around second lap. Boys filled me up. And they were sort of joking a little bit, saying, yeah, Toto's coming. He's coming to get you. And I just didn't know if they were just playing the game a little bit. I'm like, yeah. I don't, you know. And it didn't bother me because I'm like, he's got to get 6 minutes in front of me if he comes past me. So I did that math in my head. I'm like, just ride your race.
Enjoy
just run
it.
Your own race, you know. So, yeah, anyway, got halfway around the third lap, and then it was probably about 20K to go up the back straight. I call it the back straight, the way home. Next minute, Toto's beside me. He's made up that 4 minutes. He's right there. I'm like, g'day, Toto.
How you doing?
So then that picked my pace up. Like, immediately, I'm like, all right, I'll just run with Todd. Literally, he was in front of me for 3.5 seconds. And let's just say he tasted the sand.
Yep.
He unfortunately came off.
Oh, no.
He crashed.
No.
Right in front of me, cartwheeled.
Did you stop and help him?
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Yeah, because there's no one around. So, you know, that's the rule. The rule is if you see someone crash, you stop. 100%, you stop. And being it was Todd, fucking oath, I turned around, went straight back. So he landed probably 10 metres from his bike. Like, we were doing, I'm saying probably 70, 80K through that section an hour. And it just went all pear-shaped for him. The thing is, he gassed himself out. He caught me. He was like...
He was trying.
He was running hot laps.
That trophy. He,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, I think he just wanted to win day two in a way, you know what I mean? Which is good. He came for me. And he listened to the podcast on the way up saying, I'm coming for you, Toto.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think he was coming for me that day. Yeah. So it's we have a good banter about it. So we love it, you know. So anyway, he crashed. So I went back and picked him up. I think he was a little bit concussed because his visor was down, covering his eyes. And he just didn't bounce up quick like someone would. He sort of got up a bit dazed. And I didn't even ask him how he was. I just said, right, let's go. We've got to get back to, you know, like, as in, I just want him to get back on the bike. Because if you say, how are you, then they think about that. Yep. So for me, I just said, right, let's get back on your bike. Let's go.
Yeah.
So when I said that, he was already on his way back to his bike anyway to pick it up. So he was already, I knew he was okay in a way that there's obviously nothing broken here.
Yep.
He had one of those lucky get-offs where he just cartwheeled and it looked spectacular.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he would have hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck, it would have hurt. So he got back on the bike, probably a little bit dazed, and he got it going. And as soon as I saw him on the bike and he was starting it, then I started going. Because in the soft sand, you need momentum to get up and going. And I kept looking back. All right, he's coming. All right, cool. So I didn't floor it. I just got up and I'm looking back. And I'm like, fuck, he's not coming. So I sort of slowed down again and then I saw him. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking, right, he's probably a little bit concussed, a little bit going on. So I might just hang back. So I didn't race back home. He came up beside me, finally caught up beside me.
What lap was that?
This is the last lap. This is now only 15Ks to go to home. 20K, 15K to go home. And I'm just like, right, I'll just ride with Toto to make sure he's right. So we did. We just rode side by side for a good 10K. And he started picking his pace up. I'm like, yeah, he's right. He's good. And then on the way home, when you come back down the river, you start seeing the big bridges, the Bruce Highway.
The two bridges,
you know the finish line is just ahead. You're about 5 minutes away from cracking beers.
Into it.
So I looked at Toto and I just went, and I'm feeling good because, you know, I'm feeling good. So I just went, okay, let's race. So I dialed it on. I'm not saying I pulled away heaps, but I pulled away.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was gassed. He was fucked. He was fucked from catching me, and good on him because he made up that much time.
Fuck yeah.
And then he crashed, and that takes a lot of fucking out of you. Yeah. What you had in reserve is now
mentally
gone.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah. So, yeah. But he got back on that bike and he finished this fucking race. I think
actually, I'd like to get Toto on because he done that around the Australia's. He tried to do the whole round, but he didn't quite get all the way around.
Oh, from floodings and stuff. Yeah.
So yeah. So
yep.
I'd like to get Toto on that.
So mate, it was a massive moment. We got to the finish line, and it was a very emotional. It was pretty emotional because, we got home. You know, and that's the thing. It's all about finishing it. We finished the race. Yep. Yeah, there's a competitive thing about us. But at the same time, there is so much encouragement and love between us that we're like, we do what we've got to do to get you home, you know?
Yeah.
And even that, even with any bike issue or whatever it is, you just help out and you do what you can. So when we both cross the finish line and it's done, we both cuddle each other and just like, brother, you know, just like, yeah. We did it. Now we just wait for the boys because the dads are home,
yep.
But now our sons are still out on the track.
Yeah. Yep.
So, that happened really quickly. Someone handed a beer to us and we just opened the tinnies up and I still had my helmet on. I'm just throwing this at my face, just trying to drink it.
What sort of beer was it?
It was a Great Northern Black Shark, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, Great Northern, yeah. Beer from up there. Yeah. That wasn't a sponsor, that wasn't an ad.
Yeah, fucking too
So, mate, it was good. It was one of those feelings where I'm like, and nothing mattered. I wasn't even thinking about the trophy yet. I was just like, okay, now the focus went to Kai. And actually, when I finished the race, Robbo said, there's Kai over there going downstream. So, like, he only just pitted and got his refuel 5 minutes before I got back and when I finished my race. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, you're like, right, but he's still got another full lap to go. So, anyway, Zeppi come home. And he finished his race, so it was another proud moment for all us three, especially proud moment for Todd. And that was Zeppi's second race. And then, finally, Kai come across the finish line. And, mate, both days when Kai crossed the finish line, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. The moment you have when your son does, son or daughter, it doesn't matter. But for this event, was Kai's event.
Yep.
The moment that he come across that finish line, just amazing. Yep. Like, I'm so proud of that boy. That's just
absolutely, mate.
Phenomenal.
It's like it's a fucking hard race.
It is a hard race.
No racing experience.
No racing experience. No, he just rides. Yep.
And no sand experience.
No sand experience. Yeah, I threw him in the deep end, mate.
Fucking done it.
But see, he's been coming to that event for the last 4 years, watching me, watching the boys, watching Zeppi last year, and he was like, oh, I can't wait for next year.
So he's saying it's in his genes.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Stephen, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Mate, reach over to your left.
Oh, so yeah.
Reach over to your left.
You want me to bring it
just
in?
Just fucking bring it in.
I'll pop it up there.
Just so Stiffy's now, he's just off mic at the moment, but he's reaching over to his left. He's lifting up and in front. Oh. He's fucked it. So he's got the internal trophy between the boys. There it is, mate. So he's fucking very, very fucking proud of this. Yeah. It's even though he's fucking knocked the motorbike off the front of
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so just so we know, I won the race, right? I didn't win the Don River Dash. What I won was our internal race.
Where did you come in the old farts? Fucking in the spectrum of the old farts. So you were in that class of?
So there was 35, I think.
Yep.
Old farts. And I got 13th.
13th, that's fucking good on you.
13th?
Well done.
So, yeah. In our family...
This means more, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That means more to you.
This here, this trophy is our little community, our little... there it is. This trophy is our little community of special bonded...
Mateship.
Mateship.
Mateships.
Yeah, definitely. So... I've been looking at this trophy for the last 5 years when Toto won a Fink Desert race in 21 and then this event in 2020, the Don River. And between Todd and Jai and Bretto at Black Cat, they made this trophy. And it was kind of like then, you know, it was like, well, that's something to aim for.
Yep.
Now, it's the value of that is nothing for somebody, right? But the value of that for me... For looking at that for the last 5 years going, oh, geez.
I can tell, mate, like there's a fair bit of pride in that.
I want my name on that trophy once.
It's on there.
Once. Well, it's not on there yet.
Not yet.
Because I just bought that. Yeah. It's, but, you know, it was always one day I wish I could get my name on that trophy, you know? So
you've
it's
got it.
Yeah, it's not on there yet, but I've won it. Yeah. So it's not an official Don River trophy. It's better than that. Fucking oath, it's better than that.
Better than the
it's,
Don.
It's the official bro. Now, I shouldn't call it a bro trophy.
Mateship.
It's a mateship trophy because mateship, there's some, you know, my daughter Ellie might race one day and win it.
Yep.
Spud's daughter might get on there
and
as well.
And there was a lot of female entrants this year. So
definitely,
yeah. Actually, yeah, it was really good. Yeah, we watched it right to the very end and watching the latecomers come in and it was, yeah, great event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I will be there next year.
100%.
100% so, been there.
That trophy has been on my mind for 5 years. And, yeah, it's so pumped to just...
Oh, so can we... When we redecorate this...
I think it's going to live in the studio.
It's going to have to fucking live.
Right in the studio.
Yeah, probably
yeah,
like
somewhere.
Right in front of me.
I don't think front and centre like where it is right now.
I don't know.
But it can stay there for today's episode. Yeah.
Well, it can't stay there because it's blocked
it's actually,
the bridge.
Yeah. So. Mate, so this episode, we're really just talking about Don River.
Yeah.
Kai brought it home. Zeppi brought it home. Toto brought it home. We had our highs. We had our lows.
Yeah.
Like we blew the bike up on the first 5 minutes, blowing a bike up.
Yep.
At one stage, I thought, I can't race. I'll just give my bike to Kai.
Yep.
There goes the trophy for another year, like out the window.
Yep.
And I was happy with that because I wanted Kai to race.
100%.
Then the bike wouldn't start on the start line. Like it just threw another spanner in the works. But then that gave me a clear lap with no dust. It still had dust because I had the pros come past me and pepper me. But it just all, obviously, you know, just all.
What does it actually bring home? It brings home that.
What it brings home is.
Keep trying.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Whatever happens, whatever gets thrown, whatever cards you're dealt with, we had our highs, we had our lows, we had problems, we had. What did we do? We processed it. We thought about it. We gave ourselves options and we went, right, we're going to do this. Yep. We're going to do that. We're going to do this.
And you done it.
And we did it.
You brought the fucking trophy home.
Yeah, man.
That fucking thing's going to sit
fucking pumped.
Just here.
I am absolutely pumped that I brought this puppy home.
Yep.
It is going to get some loving. So I own this for the next 12 months.
Yep.
So there's no doubt. I've even already started sending sneaky photos about. So to give you an idea, this trophy has lived for the last 5 years on the Sunshine Coast. It's now going to
anymore. It's in Beaudesert.
It's now living in Beaudesert for the next 12 months. And let's just say it's going to be experiencing Beaudesert life and getting shown around and getting photos here and there.
I did actually see Stiffy in, it was KFC at Beaudesert this afternoon, sort of walking in there with it under his arm. Have you seen my trophy?
I actually took it in the liquor barn too when I bought this piss.
Do you reckon liquor barn would actually sort of put it up on the counter?
No,
because
someone
will
steal it. No.
You are.
No, I'm not letting this trophy out of my sight.
Fucking Toto, fucking Orison, come after him.
Yeah,
for fuck's sakes.
Yeah. So, mate, this episode is just going to be called the Don Recap or something like that. And it really needs its
Tales
own show.
Tribulation of the Don.
Definitely. I didn't want to blow past too much because we are documenting this. Like when
100%, yeah.
Lads, A stands for adventure. Yeah. I just had the most epic adventure with my son and my bros and the racing community that I'm involved with, bikes and buggies. And it's the bucket list. We spoke about this the other day. You write on a bit of paper, you put it on your fridge.
Yeah.
This Don River was on the bucket list again. It is next year as well, but this was a big bucket list for Kai. You know, okay, and manifesting it in my head that Kai's racing. We're going to make this happen. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm going to win the truck. I said this on the potty last week.
Yep.
Toto, I'm coming for you.
Yep. Like, and you got him.
I got it. I got it done. And I'm super pumped and I'm proud of it. And put it there, bros. So, you know, it's my podcast, the way our podcast, so I can say what I fucking want. I'm so happy.
The trip home.
Yeah.
The trip home, no events, nothing. So
no.
We'll talk about a few fucking hot boxes and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're already at fucking a minute and fucking...
A minute? An hour.
An hour and
yeah, there's a bit going on.
Yeah.
So, buddy, that's all about Don River. We'll be back there next year again. I am going to say right now, I'm coming for that trophy again.
Are you going to do any practice?
Nah.
Nothing. I'm just going to fucking rock up.
Mate, I'm saying it right now. I'm going to race the Don River on the bikes.
Yep.
Yes, I would love to have my name on the trophy again. But realistically, if the whole team came, my chances are very slim. And I'm going to be a whole year older. The young fella, Zeppi's, his pace is looking amazing. Kai, it was his first race. He's going to be faster next year.
Grown-ups for pussies, mate.
Yeah, correct. So I will be nearly 47 next year.
Oh, meow, meow.
It's just a number. It's just a number.
I'm starting to hear fucking a lot of excuses.
However, I will say it right now. I want my name on that trophy twice.
Right out.
All right? So that's putting it on paper. That's manifesting it. That's putting it out there that I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a crack at it.
Yep.
And I'll give it the best I can with what I've got.
What bike does Kai ride next year?
He's not going to ride the 125 because
he go to a 450?
I think so because the size of the boy now.
He's a fucking big boy.
A 250 is going to be realistically, I might buy myself a new bike and give him the 450.
What are you going to go?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what the Gas team done. Fucking
there's heaps of Gas. Real good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Gas, I reckon, come in 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, but see, the trophy's got a yammy on it. I know we can take the yammy off.
Maybe that's like a little bit more.
Anyway, so who knows? Watch this space.
Yep.
I like that trophy, and I like it sitting here.
I know you love it. So yeah. I reckon we're going to actually put it right here in the centre.
So we can look at it.
Yeah, and you can look at it, mainly.
And it can be on.
It's actually shiny too, so Stiffy can probably actually see himself a little bit too. So I think that's why he likes it
definitely.
So much.
So if it's here for a whole year and we do 2 episodes a week, it'll be here for 100 episodes.
Yeah. And can you just like give it a little
time? Oh yeah. Definitely,
Toto.
So congratulations, Toto, mate. You're an absolute machine. You rode the wheels off that bike, literally, like rode the sprocket off it.
Yeah.
And Zeppi, mate, amazing job. Dude, you're going to have your name on that one day. It could even be next year.
Yep.
And Kai, I know you listen to this. Mate, I'm super proud of you for turning up. You settled your nerves. You went out and you did it. And, mate, I'm just pumped for you. I'm proud of you because you put the hard yards in and you went out and did it. And you had fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you actually got me the footage off YouTube. Off the live stream of him standing beside his bike during the race where he had to refuel.
Refuel.
I'm glad the drone looked away.
Looked away and sort of took a bit of fuel in there. Yeah, he was so relaxed though. Like he was just and we're going, that's Kai. Like, fucking, so we video screened the of the TV.
Definitely, definitely. So
you should be able to go back and actually get that off there.
But yeah, I can.
The commentators were really good. Yeah. There was one moment when some bloke come off and he actually went, I bet you he's looking at fucking life decisions right now. Like fucking, he hit hard.
Yeah, shout out if anyone's listening, because, you know, the lads podcast stickers got put around on the at the Bowen Showgrounds. There was a lot of people that got hurt and injured again this year. Yep. One bloke in particular, I don't know who it was. I couldn't see the bike or you. I just saw you on the ground there. And, mate, I hope you're doing all right because you're on the ground there for at least 2 hours and of what I saw and would have been longer.
That's
so it's a grueling race. When you come off on the sand, it's kind of like water skiing, right? Water's soft, isn't it?
Mm, no.
No, it's not.
No.
Sand, soft? No. Yeah, when you walk through it.
Yeah.
But when you come off at 100, 120, even 70 like Todd did, he got way lucky. He did hurt himself, but not like this bloke and a couple other lads. So shout out to you guys. Hope you're doing well.
And give us a shout out if you listen to it. So definitely. How you feeling? And
anyone listening that actually raced in the 24 Don River Dash, call in. Tell us how you went. What was your highs? What were your lows? We'd love to hear some feedback as well.
Yeah,
definitely. So mate, I think I'm done. My tin's pretty done.
Yep.
Thanks everyone. If you got through this episode. Because we just, you know, this is all about. This is all about me.
It was good to capture the whole lot. Like it was sort of like there was bits and pieces that I knew, and bits and pieces I wanted to know.
And there's probably more that I've forgotten about. And that's the thing. Like we'll have to get Toto on one day,
100%,
and things like that. Oh, actually, and Phil, I hit him up about coming on as well. He's the one that did the east to west challenge. Anyway, he's probably going to come on. Phil, you're listening. You said that you might. So anyway,
east to west. So
yeah, I think fastest east to west. Oh, fastest east to west.
That's not a record currently held by John Hudson, is it?
In a car?
No, in a motorbike.
No, he was in a Land Cruiser.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk about this.
Right.
I probably should have told you that beforehand.
You should have done, but that's how we roll.
Hey, but anyway, this episode, all about Don River. I hope you got through it. I hope you enjoyed it because it was all about my adventure that I had on the weekend with the bros.
Yep.
and the boys. And the girls. Shout out to the family as well. A lot of wives and girlfriends and family members and dads and grandfathers and friends. A lot of people came up and supported the four of us riding. So yep. the behind the scenes, Jai, thanks a lot, mate. JB, Robbo, Phil, B, Holly, Talua. I'm forgetting people. Anyway, I've forgotten you, sorry. I think there's someone else. And then us riders, me, Todd, Zeppi, Kai. And Justin, of course, he was in our crew, Levi, and Mikey. Seriously, that's who I was forgetting, the boys, because they were just as valuable to us as we are to them as a community of, you know, when we go away. Whew. Right. That's the show done.
That's it. See you's bye.
Get out of your heads. Get into the sheds. Write a list. Manifest it. You will get it done. Woohoo! Come on, let's go.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.